Hey guys and girls, this is ThunderLocust3, and I'll admit this is the most spontaneous episode ever. So, it's more of a recent happening. The people who are close to me would know about this, and it's just really weird. There are a lot of people, or there were studies that confirm that when you are on the edge, when you're teetering on the edge of death, your life would flash before your eyes. And you would see all of the memories you hold dear and everything else. And before, I usually say to myself, I have no regrets. I'm ready to, if my time comes, I'm ready. There's no regrets. And I don't really mind, you know, I don't really mind being gone. That was before. When I met her, that changed. And the moment I was recording this, it was almost midnight in my time. And I just realized that, no, I was never ready. No one is. We can lie to ourselves that we are ready for the time that we would pass, because everyone does. Everyone passes away. I usually say to myself, I'm ready. It's not a big problem. I'm ready if I have to pass away. But this night is just different. I thought I was ready, but I wasn't. I know there it might have been just hallucinations, but I'm not sure why I'm scared. You know, if it's just hallucinations, I should know that it's just hallucinations. If I know that it's not real, I could have just gotten back to sleep and, you know, act like nothing happened. But no, it's very weird, because it showed me certain parts of my life, and I have a lot more that I plan on doing, to be honest. Yes, you might hear me sob a little in here. I don't really mind. I know that men should not show emotions to other people, because, you know, they would look down upon you. They wouldn't think that you're masculine enough, this and that. But, you know, it's scary to think that no matter how many times I have told myself that I'm ready, if my time comes, my time comes. I don't really mind, but, you know, it's not real. I'm not really ready. I have my plan. I have my life planned ahead with her. I have more plans with my podcast, with my streaming. I have plans with my VTuber. You know, I never thought that when that thought comes, it just slapped me back. It told me that, no, you are not ready. You will never be. Because of life's twists and turns, it will tell you that you thought you are, but no, dude, you're never ready. The moment I will slap you with fear of death, fear of not waking up again, that slap just, you know, comes out of nowhere. You have everything planned. You have everything set. But that slap is like, nope. Let me remind you who really is in control here. It is not you. Yes, you can curve your path towards what you love, towards what your goal is. But when I say time's up, time's up. You cannot fight something that tells you that your time is over. You cannot fight something that is out of your control. I'm not sure why. It's just a weird feeling. I never got this from before. I always said to myself that, look, if death's gonna come, he's gonna come. You know? No matter which part of my life he comes. And I will be ready for him. No regrets. And that's a little funny, you know? It comes when you're enjoying life. It's not when you're down in the dumps. If you're down in the dumps, you have to force yourself to meet death. Death doesn't willingly really comes to you when you take your life. It's one of the reasons why usually people who are suffering that took their own lives, they suffer in silence, you know? But they have to harm themselves. They have to show more weakness. But when you are content with your life, when you're happy, when everything feels set, everything feels like it's going great, let this be like, will be there to remind you, no. There will be a time that I will be by your bed. Not in the hospital, even just your normal bed. I will be there to collect you. I will be there to take you. You know, it's like, that place is so weird. It is so weird. I guess the reason why I'm not really ready is because, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time with her. I want to spend more time. I want to grow a big family. And then, I'm not sure if I'm still gonna be ready for it. But I still want to enjoy my life, you know, a little bit more. For the people who kept listening to me, I appreciate it. Please continue to support me. I know I'm not consistent. I'm trying my best to modify that. However, it's me. Hi. And, you know, I start to realize that if I really want to do this, I have to be more persistent. Because that just made me just place the reminder that, hey, I know you have a lot of things you planned out, but hey, remember that I can just whoosh you away. You know? I know it may sound like I'm placing light about what just has happened. But being filled with anxiety, with knowing that in any moment you might never wake up again tomorrow, it just kept me awake. I had to kind of distract myself. I actually uploaded both of my V-Roid characters today. And the thought of it being so scary, it's different. It's unsettling. I hated it so much. But what can I do? I cannot escape it. I'm not immortal. I'm not like my character that I made for Dungeons & Dragons, who can just shift into a spirit form to live long, to enjoy more time. I cannot do that. I want to enjoy my life as it is. I know it's scary, but our dog is actually like whimpering outside my door. I had to let them in. And not sure what our dog is doing right now. It is just a quick update, you know. Just a quick podcast episode. Just to remind you, nothing in here is really planned out. All of this is spontaneous. I do try to upload like twice every week, or every month, I mean. But you know, I'll do my best with all of the resources that I have. But if you're still listening, thank you. Death just made a small bedside reminder that, hey, if you still want to do what you love to do, then continue doing it. There's no one stopping you. It's just you and you alone. But anyways, thank you for listening to Thundrocracy, and I'm temporarily or maybe permanently signing out.